صلاتي من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has brought us here today on this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. That is why we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us such noble opportunities to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a Friday, there are special times in which our du'as are accepted. After every good amal, a person makes dua, surely Allah Ta'ala will accept his duas. For example, after every salat, usually we make a short dua, Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. But we should try to take our time to make dua, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. The more we ask from Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. We ask from fellow human beings, a friend of yours, he may help you once, twice, thrice. Then he will say, bhai, are you making it a habit? Are you making it a habit? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khazanas, Allah's treasures are unlimited. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا آئِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasures of it. And Allah ta'ala sends it down according to his fixed planning. Allah knows who to give more, who to give less. The person who is given more, he spends it in the right avenues, he earns it in a halal way, makes khidmat of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earns the pleasure of Allah, that wealth is a ni'mat for him. That wealth is a ni'mat for him. Similarly, a person who got less but is making sabr and shukr, his life is in sabr and shukr. Whatever he gets, he makes shukr. Sometimes he has less, he's making sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Surely Allah is with those who are acquiring sabr, patience and steadfastness. On the obedience of Allah is also sabr. For example, keeping fast in Ramadan, Roza, that is also sabr. We came early in the morning for tahajjud namaz, for fajr namaz, that is also sabr. So, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. So, therefore, my dear brothers, a person should never feel at any time that my Allah is not listening to my du'as. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am very, very nearby. Allah is close to us. Allah is close to us. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the du'as of the one calling to me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. They should seek acceptance from me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And they should have strong iman with Allah so that they become understanding. So the simple tasbih, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. In the third kalima, there's no power and strength to do anything good or to save yourself from the wrong, from the evil, إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Except with the help of Allah. Except with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers. The person is asking more and more from Allah. He's gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has realized, Allahumma la malja wa la manja min Allahi illa ilayh. There is no place to take shelter and protection except towards Allah. Except towards Allah, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. So like that on a Friday also, there are various times for acceptance of dua. Whether it's the early part of the Friday, Thursday night, Friday comes in. After Fajr, before Jummah, after Jummah, at Asr time, before Maghrib on a Friday. All these are very, very Mubarak times. To ask more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in every rakat in Surah Fatiha, we are making this declaration with Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You alone do we worship. And you alone do we ask the help of Allah. You alone do we worship. And you alone do we ask the help of Allah. There were a few wealthy sahaba who earned and also spent on the others, like Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But there were a large number of sahaba who sufficed on a little bit. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Masjid al-Nabawi many a times. There was no food. And once he got very happy that a bowl of milk came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will share this milk with me. But very happy. Rasulullah called him and asked him, where is the Ashabu Sufa, the other students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who stayed in the masjid and studied? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, call them. Now, Abu Huraira got worried now. There's one bowl of milk, called so many others. What will be left for me? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it. That bowl of milk, he served everybody and there was still left over. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, oh Abu Huraira, now you may drink. And he drank. Rasulullah told him to drink some more. He took more. He said, no, I cannot take anything more. Finally, what was left in that bowl, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank it. Because this was the level of their iman, that they seeked more, they asked more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah praises them in the Quran, تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافَ. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. You'll see them from their signs. They're in need. From their signs you can see it. Some weakness. But لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافَ. They were not asked from the people, clinging to the people, going behind the people, they would suffice what Allah Ta'ala has given them. In the 25th sipara, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Allah opens the rizq for them, for the people, then they will transgress on this earth. They will forget Allah. Because they've got too much of the world. So Allah Ta'ala brings these conditions, ups and downs, so that a person may turn more and more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reminders that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good health. Allah Ta'ala also, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ. When I get sick, it's only Allah who will cure me. And in that condition, in his sickness, He is turning towards Allah. He is gaining the closeness of Allah. Because there is yaqeen in the heart that the sickness has come from Allah and the shifa is also in Allah's hands. Yes, we go to the doctor, we take some medicine, maybe a sunnat means of taking some medication, etc. But we should have this yaqeen in our hearts that it is only Allah who can give shifa. It is, because we see two patients in the hospital, ask any doctor, the symptoms are similar, the signs are similar, similar medicine is given, one person becomes strong and healthy and goes home, other person passes away. Similar medicine, same hospital. We saw it in the 2020 COVID period. We saw it, so many people were sick. Some went away, some became strong. This is Allah's Qudrat, my dear brothers. Therefore, in all conditions, how we can take more and more from Allah, turn towards Allah. As-sadaqatu tudfi'u ghadab al-rabb. Sadaqah takes away the anger of Allah. Sadaqah takes away the anger of Allah. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, people were taking out their charities, hampers, etc. It cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is a small raham. What is the big raham? Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Have mercy for the people of the earth, and Allah will show mercy to you. Have mercy for the people of the earth, and Allah will show you His special raham. Just as we see it, the physical needs of a person. But what is more important is that ruhani need, his spiritual needs, whereby he can come closer to Allah. Where he can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to a salat. Come towards your success. Establish your salat. Perfect your salat. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Rasulullah says, pray your salat as you see me performing the salat. Pray your salat as you see me performing salat, the sahaba were told. That means the proper postures with ease. Ruku with ease. Stand up, sami Allahu liman hamida. Rabbana lakal hamd. Go in sajda with ease. Take care of your taharat properly. Read your surahs properly. Why? Because I'm reading before Allah, who is the king of all kings. Person had a special appointment with the minister or the specialist doctor for 15 minutes. He had to book his appointment 1 month beforehand. He make all the preparations to see that that appointment goes well. And he listens very, very carefully and he gives his answers in the best possible way. This is our appointment with Allah in the salat. When we hear the azan, it is a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. And Allah gets so happy that my banda left everything and they came together and performed his salat with jamaat. I've told this many a times, alhamdulillah, in Phoenix, 1-2 kilometers away, you can find a masjid easily. And if the masjid is far away, 4-5 kilometers, then the Muslims of that area should get together somewhere, somebody's room, somebody's garage, put 2 blankets down, 5 people, 10 people, and make the Salatul Jamaat. I count many places where they started in a smaller place, Allah gave the bigger place. This Masjid al-Salam here in Sanford, before we used to read namaz in the warehouse in the back across the road. Spine Road Masjid also, there's 1 council house, then 2 council houses, then Allah gave the big masjid. So many places. But that amal that has started, that amal that has started, azan is being given, people are called for salat. Allahu Akbar, my dear friends, Allah gets so happy. Allah Ta'ala gets so happy, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. Salat is that amal that draws from the treasures of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istaeenu bis-sabri was-salah inna Allaha ma'as-sabireen. O you who believe, seek Allah's help through sabr and salat. Allah is with those who are firm and steadfast with sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'amur ahlaka bis-salati wastabir 'alayha. Order your family members with salat and remain there in firm. لا نسألكم رزقا نحن نرزقكم. We don't ask you for rizq. Allah Ta'ala says, we shall provide for you. Person makes a little bit harkat for his rizq, Allah will make it easy for him. الله لطيف بعباده يرزق من يشاء وهو القوي العزيز. Allah is so kind, so مهربان over his servants. يرزق من يشاء. He provides for whomsoever wishes. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Allah is most powerful and mighty to do as He wishes. Allah Ta'ala is most powerful and mighty to do as He wishes. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, my dear brothers, together with our jobs, whatever profession a person may have, should have it deep in his heart that it is Allah who is giving my rozi. Whatever a shop, tell his shop that you are not giving the rozi, Allah is giving the rozi. You perform, you set up of the shop, your effort, it's a sideline. But the main line, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your risk is in the heavens, and that is which you are being promised. Huh? My dear brothers, we have to shed tears of blood, my dear brothers, all around us in Phoenix. So many areas, 60%, two-thirds, I'm not saying they're five-time salat. 10 Muslims, you line them up and take a small check. How many of them are reading five-time namaz, my dear brothers? You get half, 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. We work with youngsters, we work with students, and we see the condition, my dear brothers. Man is going to job, leaves home 6 o'clock in the morning, coming 6 o'clock in the evening, 12 hours. But as many namaz you read by, and when I, before in the morning I read Fajr namaz only. In the night I came and I read Isha namaz. What stops him to read namaz, lunchtime? Nothing can stop him. Everybody gets lunchtime after 12. After Zawal is Zohar time. Make his wuzu. At least he can read his 4 rakat of Faraz of Zohar. At least. Sunnat is extra. Nice to read the Sunnat al-Mu'akkada, emphasize Sunnat. But if a person is in a hurry, he only got 20 minutes for his lunch, even if he makes his 4 faras, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him, he can make the sunnat later. Finishes his job after 4, half past 4, he can make his asr namaz. Especially now in winter time, Maghrib is coming early now, what, 5:22, 5:24, soon it'll be 5:15, then it'll be 5:10, 5:07, make your salat asr before 5. So that it is made in a good time and not in the makruh time. When the sun going down, sun is getting pale, it is makruh time. Once Rasulullah asked, which is the best amal? Rasulullah replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Salat at its right time, at the correct time. Preferably, when you hear the azan, hasten towards Allah. Fafirru ilallah. Run towards Allah. Sariru ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Be quick to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We saw it, my dear brother. Just now Ramadan month went. Then the Shawwal month went now. And today is the 3rd of Zilqada. 5 weeks time, Eid al-Adha. 5 weeks time, Eid al-Adha. So you can see, my dear brothers, that our life is going fast also. And we have a duty. Allah Ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best of ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have been selected for the guidance of mankind. You will enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. And you have firm faith with Allah, my dear brothers. These are the best words Allah likes, calling towards Allah. The highest speech is the speech of Allah, the Quran and Majid. The highest amal is salat. Best liked by Allah Ta'ala. And the best words Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The best words Allah Ta'ala likes is calling towards Allah, doing good amal, and he says, I am from the Musliman. These are the best words which Allah Ta'ala likes, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. How can we come closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala so that as we see our downhill, person is getting white hair, his knees are paining, reminding him that the time to meet Allah is coming closer. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّزِيرُ. Didn't we give you so much life that you may take heed? So much life that you may take lesson therefrom. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّزِيرُ. And the warner had come to you. The reminders had come to you. And besides that, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Sometimes thousands of people go away. Allah make it fazza. Allah make it easy for them, my dear brothers. So many places in Syria, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala bring about good conditions, good amal. I'm reading Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, The Reformation of the Heart. And Maulana writes there, that so many people are going Makkah Sharif, so many people are making dua. Ramadan is coming, people are making dua. Yet we find earthquakes. Yet we find floods, yet we find wars, and even use the word genocide, mass killing. This kitab must be written about 15, 20 years ago. He says this whole ummah has to make a big turn towards Allah. This whole ummah as a whole body has to make a big turn towards Allah, my dear brothers. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. All this fasad in the earth, بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, because of the actions of mankind, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They may taste the evil effects of the actions and turn back towards Allah. Turn back towards Allah, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. We've shed tears of blood, my dear brothers. Just from Peter Marisburg, about 25 areas. Tongat and Vellum, another 20 areas. Phoenix, another 20 areas. Chatsworth, Pinetown, Marine Hill, another 15 areas. All the Spingo, Amlazi, Malgazi, another 10 areas. All together, 100 areas. 60% not reading 5 times namaz. Just like area like Malagasy, our Jamaat went there. About 3,000 Malawi brothers staying there. All Musliman. But the percentage of namaz is very low. Nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. They forget Allah. Allah makes them to forget themselves. Then they don't know where are they going. So my dear brothers, we have a duty to call towards Allah. To call towards Allah. To remind towards Allah. Persons working with us in our workplace. Our neighbors, kindly, politely, give some hadiyah. Hadith says, tahaddu, tahabbu. Give hadiyah. Create muhabbat. With politeness and call people towards Allah. Remind them of their duties towards Allah. So that on the day of Qiyamah, that person must not say that I worked for this man. Oh, I was his neighbor. He used to go to the masjid every day. But he never speak to me. He never speak to me, my dear brothers. We are belonging to Allah. And we are soon to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear brothers, Ramadan came to charge our battery. We increased our amal. We increased our dua. At the same time, the effort of dawat ilallah, the masjid, the work, jamaat work is carrying on. Mulaqats are taking place. Whoever visits a sick person or meets his brother for the sake of Allah, the angels say, you have done well. Your walking is Mubarak and you have built a palace in Jannat. Yes, the one mulaqat, my dear brothers. Doctor says, I'm very busy in the surgery. Teacher says, I'm very busy in the school. Everybody is busy. Malik al-Maut says, I'm also very busy. Malik al-Maut says, As the people coming from Makkah Sharif, after every namaz, as-salatu wa al-amwat, rahimakumullah, janazah for many mayyats, sometimes as-salatu wa al-amwat, wal-atfal, janazah for many mayyats and the children. That is why the poet says, kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi, kya hame bhi usi simt jana nahi. Haven't you carried the janaza of somebody? Don't we have to go in the same direction? Zindagi ka bharosa nahi momino, jitna mumkin hai zikre khuda kijiye. Oh my dear believers, there's no guarantee of your life. Prepare yourself to meet Allah Ta'ala so that when that call comes, angels will announce, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh, that nafs which has purified himself, saved himself from guna, got forgiveness from Allah. Come to Allah. Come. Allah is happy with you. You are happy with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter my special servants. Come together with my special servants, my VIP lounge. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Come into my special jannat. May Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman and take us with iman. And keep us in the effort of deen. Take out some time, my dear brothers, every Friday night in Masjid Hilal. Similar programs take place. Jamaat's coming in, going out 10 days, 20 days, 40 days. Nothing difficult. Lot of setting ourselves up. Priority. That Nabi ka kaam mera kaam hai. Main huzoor ka gulam hu. Qayamat ke din Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se milna hai. After meet Pyare Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will give me the sweet water of Jame Kosar with his Mubarak hands, never to feel thirsty again and say, these are my ummatis who work for my deen. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Those who didn't make the sunnat, may please do so.